First up this morning, though, a United Nations inquiry into last year's Gaza war has found that both Israel and Palestinian militants committed serious abuses that could amount to war crimes. The report is based on a year-long investigation into the six-week conflict between Israel and Hamas, and it accuses both sides of breaches of international law in the way they fought the war. More than 1,600 Palestinian civilians were killed, a third of them children. The UN also says six Israeli civilians died and more than 1,700 were injured. Israel refused to cooperate with the report commissioned by the UN Human Rights Council, which it considers irredeemably biased against Israel. But a group of 11 high-ranking former military commanders, including Colonel Richard Kemp, did submit evidence to the UN inquiry supporting Israel's military strategies during the conflict. And Colonel Richard Kemp, I'm pleased to say, is with us now, the former commander of British forces in Afghanistan. Colonel Kemp, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure being with you.
So serious abuses on both sides. Is that a fair assessment?
No, it isn't at all a fair assessment. I think this report is shocking, actually. And it's shocking for a number of reasons. Perhaps the worst aspect of it is that it attributes responsibility for the war to Israel, and it claims that as a result of Israel's so-called occupation of Gaza, which of course Israel is not occupying Gaza, and as a result of Israel's blockade around Gaza, Hamas carried out their attacks against Israel. The reality is that, Israel was responsible for it. The reality is that the reason Israel blockades Gaza is because of attacks by Hamas from Gaza. So this is not Israel causing the war. It's a conflict being caused by Gaza, which is, I think, a crucial difference.
I've read the report. Where does it say that?
It makes it clear at the beginning, right at the very beginning of the report, and in several other places, that it essentially says we cannot take the conflict out of the context of the fact that Israel has been blockading Gaza, and it also talks about Israel's settlement activity in the West Bank as also causes of this conflict, whereas the reality is the conflict wouldn't have happened, couldn't have happened, if it hadn't been for Hamas carrying out rocket attacks against the Israeli civilian population.
Sure. Okay. But what about the findings that both sides committed war crimes? That's the central point, isn't it?
It's an important point. Of course, another flaw of the report is that this commission treats both the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, and Hamas, even though it doesn't actually name Hamas, it talks about armed groups from Gaza. It treats them in the same way. It considers that a legitimate army of a democratic state defending its country from attacks outside its boundaries is the same as a terrorist group, designated as a terrorist group around the world.
Under international law, all parties, be they states, terrorist groups, or individuals, are obliged to conform with international law. There is no distinction between a nation state, a terrorist group, and an individual.
That is very true. And of course, the difference is that Israel and the Israeli Defense Force does adhere to international law, is scrupulous in doing so. And in fact, one of your own generals from Australia, General Jim Molan, was over in Israel with me recently, and he found, as did several other very senior officers from different countries around the world, that no army they know of, is scrupulous as Israel is in adhering to international law. On the other hand, the Hamas and the other terrorist groups in Gaza are scrupulous in not adhering to international law. They deliberately target the civilian population.
That's the finding of this report. It finds that Hamas committed a double war crime, in fact, a triple war crime. One, it finds that Hamas fired rockets indiscriminately into civilian areas in Israel. Two, it finds that the civilians of Gaza, the Arabs and Palestinians, were used as human shields to protect those rockets. Number three, it finds that the Hamas was responsible for the summary execution of two dozen odd collaborators in the street without any process or trial. This is from the chair of the inquiry, Mary McGowan Davis, a former New York Supreme Court justice. She sounds impartial, doesn't she?
Not to me, she doesn't. I mean, I agree that they have made comments on this, and they have suggested quite rightly that these are among the many war crimes that Hamas has deliberately carried out. But it almost makes bizarre reading, because among the report, the commission say that it's in some ways it's excusable for Hamas to be firing rockets from within the civilian population because Gaza is such a crowded place. Therefore, effectively, we've got a United Nations commission.
Do you want to actually
exonerating a terrorist group?
Would you like to read that quote so that we can hear it for ourselves?
I don't actually have it in front of me, but I can tell you what it says roughly. It says that it says although Hamas did, or it doesn't say Hamas, but although armed groups in Gaza did fire rockets from within a civilian population and carry out military operations within a civilian population, this is because Gaza is such a crowded place. In other words, it's excusing Gaza's terrorist activity directed against civilians on the basis of the geography they're doing it from. It's just absolutely incredible to my reading. And it also talks about Israel's so-called war crimes. It doesn't provide a shred of evidence
that Israel has carried out
war crimes.
Let's look at the 15 cases that they look at specifically. The airstrikes on Palestinian homes in which 216 people were killed, 75% women and children. The report said, and now I'm going to use quotes rather than interpretations, precision-guided weapons were used in all cases, but there is little or no information available to explain why residential buildings, which are prima facie civilian objects immune from attack, were considered to be legitimate military objectives. Do you have any specific explanation as to why any of those 15 buildings were legitimate targets?
Well, I can tell you why they would have been. I don't know the
why they would have
detail.
Been. No,
I know why they would have been, and they would have been because these would have been places that there was terrorist activity taking place in. There would have been Hamas terrorists or munitions or other forms of terrorist equipment which needed to be attacked. That's why Israel does these things.
I guess the inquiry, though, was looking for firm evidence rather than your hearsay suggestion that's why it would have been happening.
Yes, of course. And the inquiry, by definition, the inquiry deprived itself of any firm evidence because of its mandate. Its mandate effectively accused Israel alone of war crimes right from the very beginning. And the UN Human Rights Council, which this report comes from, has a track record of victimizing Israel and finding Israel at fault and guilty of war crimes before Israel even lifts a finger.
Yes, it does.
So it's hardly surprising that Israel wouldn't cooperate with that kind of inquiry. Why would it? We wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Well, it was only last month that the judge from New York said that her inquiry would be looking explicitly at both sides, regardless of the limitations of the brief handed to it by the biased UN Human Rights Council. But that's an argument for another day. Colonel Richard Kemp, I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And Richard Kemp, a commander of the British forces in Afghanistan and one of 11 former military commanders who's actually submitted evidence to this UN inquiry relating to Israel's approach and strategies.